is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main
Good
Street
afternoon.
To Wall Street.
Cities and International streets. Hotel Corp. This is Dave Hodges, and I'm filling in for John Stattmiller and Annie DeRiso, my news director on the Common Sense Show, which airs Sunday evenings from 9 p.m. to midnight central, is also joining me. We're going to get to Annie for an abbreviated news segment in just a moment. We're going to have a really interesting, but I think frightening show. We're going to have on an old friend of mine, Virginia Farver from Fort Collins, Colorado, the ICLEI capital of the country, if you will. And Virginia's had an ongoing battle with the officials up there with smart meters. She's become an expert on electromagnetic harm that can come from things like cell phone towers, Wi-Fi. And she's going to break it down for us. And when we get into what they're up to with regard to the Gwen Towers, how extensive this has become, the term targeted individuals will come to mean something very, very important to all of us. And it's just downright frightening as the technology is moving forward faster than the ethics and the law can keep up with it. Annie, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Dave, sweltering here in the southern heat and humidity.
Yeah, well, I'm out here north of Phoenix, out in the rural desert, and they say it's a dry heat, but, you know, it feels like I'm on the edge of a nuclear explosion today. We're going to hit about 107, so good day to hit the pool, which I'm going to do after we're done with today's broadcast. Annie, we've got some news items that I think tie very nicely into Virginia's appearance here. We're going to bring her on about 20 after the hour. So let's go ahead and get started with our first item.
Okay, Doug. Well, Dave, you know, I just feel so lucky. We're so lucky to have a new crowd control device, a new drone that's coming on the scene. But this one's made in South Africa, and it was outfitted with pepper spray, paintballs, guns, strobe lights, high-def infrared cameras, lasers to blast your eyes out, and speakers to rattle your brain to nonsense. But, you know, the winner for this little drone are its 80 capsules of pepper spray. And it's called the Skunk. And for obvious reasons, it's called the Skunk. But for now, they're going to be deployed in South Africa against the protesting South African mine workers. They've been protesting for months now over working conditions and pay, and things have gotten kind of violent. But the platinum mine owners complain that they're losing money, so, you know, they need some new little toys to play with. But I bet DHS has already ordered, you know, just mass quantities of these little skunks that can rain down this stinky, burning world of HERC compliance, you know, to try and make us behave and become compliant, blind little zombies.
Well, from the height that a drone flies, many of these methods are going to be lethal. If you drop paintballs from any distance, they're going to be fatal when they make impact. You know, it's interesting, Annie, when we talk about drones, we've seen this technology on the popular TV show 24. In fact, the most recent episode that I actually had taped and watched, where they killed President Heller. Of course, getting him away from his security wouldn't have done as easily as they did on the show, but where these terrorists killed President Heller with recognizing him by his facial recognition. Well, this has gone even much further. My sources tell me now that the weapons that they release from drones, if they have your DNA, it can seek you out. If they each individual weapon, each individual bullet, each individual missile can be programmed with a target recognition or facial recognition. You don't have to do it from a central command desk where a guy looks at it, they get the facial recognition, yeah, shoot and kill. It's that these smart weapons can actually seek people out, and they're capable of changing distance, kind of like that magic bullet, you know, changing distance and angles. And I'm talking about the JFK magic bullet, but this is for real. This can actually seek out and hunt down people. This is how sophisticated this technology is. And it's not just drones. I wrote about last year something called Exacto, which is a DARPA creation in which if you were involved in guerrilla warfare, say against a nefarious government, and you were to sneak in and try to take a sniper shot, let's say from 300 to 500 yards away, the moment the glint of your gun hit the sunlight, you would immediately be targeted, and you'd either have a Hellfire missile come down on your head, or they have an automatic fireback system, which is good up to about a mile and a half, that would shatter your skull in seconds, probably before you could pull the trigger. So this technology that we have is stunning. And Andy, you remember the show 13, don't you, that lasted all of 2 years?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that show? One of the final episodes in that show, they did in that show just what you're talking about, where a drone completely disabled an entire mass of people, just taken right to their knees. So the technology they have is incredible. And I understand too, Andy, that you don't have to be outside your home. It can have the same effect if they're using electromagnetic frequencies inside the home, inside a building, outside a building. And I've even been told, and Nick Begich has alluded to this in the past, that this technology is effective up to a mile deep to within the Earth. So the old saying, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, is really quite applicable here. And it's just stunning to think how far they've come. Now, Andy, did you see anything at all, or have you heard about mass deployment? Are these drones actually in service now? Are they in great enough number to actually pose a threat?
Well, they said that they're going to be used on the protesters, but you know how that works. And they're $46,000 a piece, you know, that. So I don't know that they're being used yet. But what about DNA? Are they targeting, can they target our DNA yet?
My understanding, and Deborah Tavares has talked to us about this. She's talked to me about this off air, and she's briefly mentioned it on air. She's our guest, one of our guests this Sunday evening. And one of the things that she does talk about is the fact that your DNA has a frequency to it, and that frequency can be targeted, and your DNA frequency is as unique as your fingerprints. This really gets into the Doctor Who, you know, woo-woo science stuff, but from what I understand, this technology is right here, right now. In fact, Annie, I'm sure you remember last year when I was contacted just about this time of year from a person working for DARPA at Arizona State University who was going to come on the show if we could disguise his voice, and I made the blunder of telling him we can disguise your voice, but they can still get the voice inflection and still identify you very quickly. Which is true. So he backed out. You remember what he told us, Annie, about frequency of DNA? He said you could be targeted by your DNA. They follow people with DNA signatures, iRetinal signatures, And he went into great depth and detail to talk about how he was privy to the fact that at Arizona State, they actually were targeting and following Alex Jones. Not necessarily to do anything to him, but just to show that they could target your every single movement inside your house, outside your house, where you drive to, who you talk to, what's said, the discussions. The technology was frightening. I talked to this man for about 3 hours before he got cold feet and said, I just can't come on. This is cutting-edge technology being developed at our universities.
Well, that's why they want our DNA at every road stop, and that's why they're DNAing every baby that's born.
Well, I think you're exactly right, Annie. This is you read about what's going on, like in Florida now, at the DUI checkpoints. They're definitely after our DNA. Anyway, we're going to step aside, and we come back. We're going to hit up another news item, and then we're going to be joined by Virginia Farver. Stay tuned, everybody. See you on the other side.
Yeah. Are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back. You're listening to the National Intel Report. This is Dave Hodges. I'm filling in for John Stadtmiller. Also joining us is our news director, Annie DeRiso. And we're doing a couple setup items for our featured guest this afternoon, Virginia Farver. Annie, let's go with that last news story.
Okay, well, Obama's thought police, they're really arming up you know, this four-year-old campaign that's been going on called Operation Vigilant Eagle, you know, to silence dissenters. And everybody knows who we are. We're those people who are complaining about and posting dissenting posts and articles describing how Obama's taking away our freedoms, instituting a police state. You know, it's far beyond what Stalin and Orwell even dreamed of. But our military veterans are getting the brunt of it. One of the victims is a 26-year-old decorated Marine veteran, Brandon Robb. And that's
spelled Yes, I remember Brandon, yes.
Yeah, it's spelled R-A-B.
Taken to a mental institution for his Facebook picture.
Yeah, well, he was arrested and held, well, about 2 years ago, come August. You know, he wasn't charged. He was labeled mentally ill for his dissenting conspiratorial views and diagnosed with ODD, which is also known as oppositional defiance disorder.
Annie, let me cut in for a second. Let me say something about that, okay? As you and anyone who's listened to me and the listening audience knows, I'm a former mental health counselor. And I went through all this training, and I practiced for a while, and I have to tell you, there is no such thing as oppositional defiant disorder in the way it's being presented. It's been politicized to categorize people as being mentally ill for daring to disagree with the government. This is exactly what the Soviet Union did back in the 1970s when the world condemned them for their diagnosis of people having political schizophrenia. If you disagree with the government, you must be delusional and we have to put you away for your own good. So that's what this is about. Go ahead, Annie.
Well, it also reminds me of North Korea. But anyway, he was held against his will, you know, in a psych ward for, I think it was like a week before they got him out. I mean, he was isolated from his family, friends, his attorneys for posting his beliefs on Facebook. But he now has a constitutional attorney, John Whitehead, of the Rutherford Institute on his side. And Whitehead's a lead attorney. He's been made quite famous for defending our Bill of Rights for decades. But now, Rob, they're suing the local police, several federal agencies, and the psychiatrist for violating his First Amendment rights. And also, Whitehead claims that about 20,000 Virginians are being sent to mental hospitals each year against their will, and some of them may be victims of political repression.
Yeah, i.e. Soviet-style political schizophrenia. Let me mention something about our guest that we had on Tuesday, Monica Wasilowski. It is my firm belief that as I read the psych eval and I know how the social workers there are trying to manipulate the therapist into giving Monica a mental illness designation, something she's never had in the previous 35 years of her life. No question, they're targeting her in the same fashion they're targeting Brandon Robb. And if you're listening and didn't hear the show on Tuesday, this is a lady who had her kid ripped away by the Virginia CPS for no reason, but they got a tiger by the tail. We've raised about $17,000 in our legal defense fund. We got $3,000 to go. If you want to donate, you can go up to my website and find Monica Wasilowski on Tuesday's show description for the National Intel Report. And no donation is too small. But, Annie, that's exactly what they were attempting to do with Monica. And I don't think they're done with it, except they're not having a lot of cooperation with the therapist because they know the national media, ourselves, you know, RBN, people like Doug Hagman, Steve Quayle, we're all watching this case and they know it and it's making them nervous. Any good news item there on Brandon Robb. It's good to get that update. Anyway, let's go up to Fort Collins, Colorado, and bring on an old friend of mine who has been on my show a number of times, and I believe this is her first appearance on the National Intel Report. And let's welcome Virginia Farber to the show. Hi, Virginia, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
You know, by way of introduction, Virginia, my audience is very familiar with your case, but you had a horrible, horrible tragedy involving the loss of your son to some of the electromagnetic evils that we're going to talk about today. And what you have done that I so deeply respect is you have taken a personal tragedy and turned it into a righteous crusade. And every time I have you on my show, I get rave emails about how knowledgeable you are and how much courage you have. So, For the people listening to John's show who have not heard Virginia, you're in for a real treat, a real profile in courage. Virginia, let's start at the beginning of the story where your son was attending San Diego State University, and let's just take it from there.
Okay. My son was a student at San Diego State University, and he became sick with GBM, glioblastoma brain cancer, in 2008. And while he was living in San Diego, we flew out there when he became sick, and the neurosurgeon told us that it was his cell phone that caused his brain tumor. So we brought him home to Colorado to fight it, and he died about 7 months later. But about 10 months after my son passed away, I'd been on the Internet looking up everything I could about cell phones and brain tumors. And, of course, I was finding all kinds of information. But August 7th of 2009, I typed in cancer clusters, and I found that my son was involved in a brain cancer cluster on the San Diego State University campus. And I'm still to this day finding information on it.
That was the beginning of your revelation and now really your work, your advocacy work. And Virginia, every time I talk to people on this topic in one way or another, like if I talk to Deborah Tavares, for example, your name always comes up. So you have established yourself as someone who is extremely knowledgeable. But let me just ask a real general and almost a silly rhetorical question. These are dangers that are posed to every single person every day in our society. Is that too strong a statement or is that accurate?
That's very accurate. I started investigating, I read a bunch of articles that talked about, there were three men that basically died from glioblastoma brain cancer in 2008, and one of these men was my son. And then immediately after that, another girl was found to have been dying of brain cancer. So I've actually had lots of reports of some other people that have become sick that have been in this area of the campus. But in the articles I found, it kept mentioning there was a garbage facility and a cell tower that was right outside of this building. So I went over to the campus. I actually left home, and I went over because I could not get any answers from the administration. I drove over on campus, and I took pictures of this cell tower. And anyway, I came home, and I started investigating stuff. The room itself, when I was there, when I traveled there, they had the room locked, and they were using it for storage, and the windows were completely boarded up with cardboard that was taped across the window so you couldn't see in the room anymore. So I came home, and the school sent me all kinds of information about the cell tower, saying it was within FCC guidelines, and it was just a simple television and radio relay station, but I found out that it was a lot worse than that.
Exactly, and we're going to find out how much worse than that it was when we come back. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com.
www.thecancerinstitute.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Listen to the break. You are listening to the National Intel Report. This is Dave Hodges and Andy DeRiso. We're filling in for John. Not certain when John is going to be coming back, but we here at RBN during this tragic time are going to continue to try to bring you the best in programming, as you're used to hearing here on the National Intel Report. And we have a very, very special guest with us today, Virginia Farver from Fort Collins. And if you're just joining us, Virginia turned into a crusader, not by her choice, but by the loss of her son, and her grief drove her to warn the masses about what took the life of her son. And she's desperately trying to prevent this by making her voice heard among a growing chorus of voices. Virginia, every time I talk to you, we get onto this topic, It scares the living bejesus out of me, because I'm in the midst of all this. My family's in the midst of all this. There's no getting away from the damage that afflicted your son. It can happen to any of us, can it?
Correct. And it will, Dave. Our cancer rates have exploded in this country, and I know there's a lot. We're being hit by in every direction by GMOs, chemtrails, everything else that. The radiation, I actually have people that are on high alert trying to get the message out about this stuff now.
Yeah, I mean, are you one of those crazy people like Annie and I are that think that the multiple attacks that we're under, from aspartame to cell phone towers, is part of a depopulation scheme?
Yes, it is.
Have you come to that conclusion? Yes.
Yes, it is. And most people that are fighting this think the same thing, Dave.
Well, I suppose we should don our tinfoil hats, but that won't block what we're going to be talking about. Where do you think we should start here? Let's just assume for a second that our many members of our listening audience know something about this but don't know the depth and detail we're going to get into. What's a good starting point?
Well, the cell tower on the campus, I started realizing I couldn't get any answers from the administration, so I started picking away at my computer, and it probably took me 4 months, day after day, and I found out what was actually on that cell tower. And this cell tower is called Heparin, and it stands for High Performance Wireless Research and Educational Network. And what it is a backbone node to the UC San Diego Supercomputer Center. And if you read further into it, all of these, if they're connected to several different grids, like the Genie grid, the Abilene grid, the Terra grid. And if you combine all these grids together, this is where you find the term the smart grid, because these are on so many college campuses all over the United States. And I'm sure that these towers are everywhere. And all of these are actually connected to the VLF research group out of Stanford University. And if you look that up, that is HARP. So I actually refer to this as a HARP grid instead of a smart grid. But I would assume that there are a lot of these towers on many, many college campuses, and I want parents to be aware of it. And to let you know also, I looked up antennasearch.com. I know that you can find a lot of stuff on that, and this cell tower did not come up on that.
Interesting. So when you look, I know the site you're speaking of because I sometimes refer to it to look for new threats, and so some of these towers aren't going to be on it. You mentioned HARP, and I'm sure that most of our listening audience is very familiar with HARP and the seminal work of Dr. Nick Begich. But HARP can do a lot of things. HARP has been implicated in weather modification, documented. Nick has produced the patents. HARP has also been, and more to the point here, been documented. And I hate to use the word mind control because it sounds almost too simplistic, but effectively that's what it is. If you change electromagnetic frequencies in an area, you can change the mood and temperament of the people in that area. And that's been an established fact since Jose Delgado's work in 1961. So you have these universities, Virginia, who are interconnected now with HARP technology. Have you found out for what purpose?
Well, they always say it's for research, or actually what's on this cell tower alone is all of the government nitrate agencies. It's NITRD. You can look those up. There's over 20 of them. It's got the NOAA, all the departments of energy, NSA, Department of Homeland Security has all of them. And then it also has all of San Diego SPA war agencies, which include the police department, the sheriff's department, fire rescue, the regional terrorism threat assessment center, law enforcement coordination center. I mean, I could go on and on and on. So this is where the GWIN part of this comes in. I refer to it as a GWIN HARP cell tower and ground wave emergency network. And if you look this stuff up, they have emissions of the ground that can affect people that are near it. So that's, and of course, NASA Chair Hall, room 1, where my son was located, is exactly right below this tower.
Well, what were they doing at San Diego State University? Supposed to be an institution of higher learning. Of course, I imagine it's a research-based university as well. But what possible reason could they have to have such dangerous electromagnetic forces on their campus and exposing their staff and students to just unimaginable danger? What did they tell you when you inquired?
Well, they didn't. They wouldn't tell me anything, Dave. That's why I actually, what happened is the school sent me an epidemiology report. And if anybody knows anything about the epidemiology, all it does is tell you how many people per 1,000 will die of a certain type of cancer. But what I was requesting were toxicology studies, and that's when they just quit talking to me whatsoever. So, but I actually found documents that the emissions from this cell tower were illegal in 2002. And at that time, the signal was capable of spanning 72 miles, and I have read where it spans more than 100 miles now.
Signal for what purpose?
Well, they say it's for research, and they do all kinds of experiments with the atmosphere, the ionosphere, all this type of stuff. But why it's on the middle of a campus, I have no idea, Dave. It should not be there, and I do know that where it's located is at the highest point of the campus so that they could have a straight line of distance towards some of their links that they have some in some of the observatories and things like that. So I do know that, and I think that's why it's located where it's at, but it's right smack in the middle of campus.
Well, Dave, I was wondering if DARPA is doing experiments and running research on that campus. They may want that connection.
Good question. Is DARPA involved in this?
DARPA is hugely involved in it, and I've talked to several experts, and they said I may never know what was completely on that cell tower because of DARPA and what they were doing. So I don't know. I've heard that they can do all kinds of things with these cell towers. They can cause a populace to be docile, for instance, or, you know, they can send out waves to read minds. I'm just not real sure, and I don't know if I'll ever know the true answers.
Well, some of what you're saying here has some validity. There's been a number of news items recently that talk about predictive mind reading technology that they're experimenting with in certain airports. The articles I've read on this, Virginia, lead me to believe they were reading facial expressions as a matter of doing that. But I suspect that it could be more electromagnetic in terms of pulsing brain waves. You said they admit to doing research on the ionosphere and so forth. That's exactly how HARP does its job. If you can imagine for a second, have you ever seen people play pool and they take the pool cue and they hit the cue ball off a side board and it ricochets and hits a ball and drops it into the nearest pocket? That's exactly how HARP does its work. It shoots a ray of antenna electromagnetic energy up to the ionosphere, and it bounces off. It comes down at a predictable location for a predictable result. For example, moving the jet stream to affect weather, or perhaps to influence, you know, the emotions of people with a broad spectrum ray of electromagnetic frequencies designed to bring about an emotional response. When you said that we're doing work on the ionosphere, that set off for me a lot of red flags. Do you think they're doing what I hate to use the word, but mind control experiments there with us?
I am convinced that that's what they're doing, that's why I always bring up the show Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory when he had Robert Duncan on about the cell towers. And he looked at Jeff.
Well, let's hold that right there. We're going to step aside, go to break, Virginia. We come back. Let's make sure we pick it up with Robert Duncan and Jesse's episode on that topic. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll see you back here in a few moments.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy One and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, Strategy One, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Thanks for staying with us to the break. You are listening to the National Intel Report. Dave Hodges and Andy DeRiso are your hosts today in the absence of John Stantmiller. We had our own little faux pas during the break. Andy and I lost connection with the network. Of course, it's just a coincidence. Our special guest is Virginia Farber. And Virginia, we came to an interesting break point regarding an episode. And I recall this episode of the Jesse Ventura Show on the very topic that we're discussing.
Yes, Jesse was interviewing CIA director Robert Duncan, or he was one, and Jesse came up to him and was asking him questions, and he looked at Jesse and said that this is too far advanced to stop. And what he was referring to was this whole grid, because it's completely connected everywhere now. So, and all these schools have them, all these grids and towers.
That's amazing. What he meant by too far along, meaning that the technology is too advanced to stop it, or the technology is too entrenched to reverse it? Which do you think he meant?
I really think that probably both of those would be my guess. I think it's too far entrenched to stop it. Most of the schools are completely hooked on it, and of course now we've got all the deployments of these smart meters on our homes, which is all a big part of this as well. So,
Let's digress to smart meters for a moment.
Okay.
This is something that you've had some unfortunate experience. I was very worried about you as earlier in the winter of this year. Your local utility told you, Virginia, you're going to take a smart meter or we're going to shut your power off in the middle of the Colorado winter.
They did. I woke up one morning and my power went out, and I knew exactly what happened. I ran to my front door, and I was met at the front door by some utility executives, a police officer that was standing in front on my front porch, and I believe there was another one on the other side with the utility workers, but I looked at her and I said, "You being on my property without a warrant is unlawful, and I suggest you get off of my property." And they went ahead, and I looked at the utility head, and he looked at me and says, "It's already too late. We've put one on your house." So I now have a smart meter, and I'm trying to fight to get it off.
And that was after months of haggling with them about they had an opt-out program. And see, people, you need to listen to this. Here in Arizona, where we have an opt-out program, it's an opt-out program that really is not an opt-out program. Virginia, let's talk about that for a minute.
Well, I had sent in several letters saying that they were not allowed to put one on my home. And just before Thanksgiving, they sent out letters saying they were going to shut our power off. And so we did find a small law firm that they were going to get an injunction, but they didn't even have time to do that. So he sent in a letter. So we got through that, and then the end of December, we all received another letter saying they were going to shut our power off. This, while we had, it was in our per city code, we had an opt-out of at $11 a month. They were sending these letters. So they've gone ahead and they've done it, and this is happening all over northern Colorado where I live right now.
Well, I'm getting reports that it's actually happening all over the country. After you appeared on our show on Sunday evenings, I believe in January, if I remember correctly, I heard from people all across the country, Virginia, that were going through the same struggles, that they were living in a community that promised opt-out programs, but they really weren't being allowed to opt out.
Right. And
I would imagine you're getting the same reports.
Right, and they're getting, I actually had Josh Hart at my home. He's the head of Stop Smart Meters. He was at my home the beginning of April of this year, and we confronted the utility, the head of the utilities, and we had him pretty nervous. It was actually very good, and you know, we're keeping and we're documenting. And there's more and more law firms that are coming on board. I know that there's a couple of law firms in California that are starting to handle some cases. I was contacted by a firm out of New York last week, and it's one of these things. Just, and I knew that with the cell tower on the campus, if you pop open the lid, the worms just start crawling out. I mean, where do you start and where do you end? And this is going to be the same thing with the smart meters too. So that's why a lot of the firms aren't willing to take it on.
All the stuff that they're doing with regard to the smart meter installations, do you think that the people that are behind this, like your local utility company, the people that came on and trespassed on your property without a warrant or your permission and installed that smart meter, do you think they understand the dangers that are involved in having a smart meter on your house?
I have given them so much information. I've been going to city council meetings since the beginning of 2011. The World Health Organization reclassified non-ionizing radiation to a class 2B carcinogen. And Dave, I told you I actually investigated three cancer clusters. So the World Health Organization, it all involved EMF, RF radiation, all three cancer clusters. So that was how they actually changed the classification. But just to let everybody know that this classification, out of all the countries that participated with the IARC, the International Agency for Research on Cancer, the United States was the only country that held firm for the class 2B carcinogen. Everybody else wanted a class 2A. And right now a class 2B carcinogen is the same as DDT, lead, chloroform, and asbestos. So that's what we're being exposed to right now, and it's actually much worse than that. And they do have sufficient evidence to reclassify it to a class 2A.
Okay, so other than it can cause cancer, which I completely understand because we are electrical chemical beings and you're having electromagnetic waves running through your house, between that and Wi-Fi, we're always under attack, and not to mention our cell phones. What specific other dangers do we face from being in the proximity of a smart meter, and what's the range of a smart meter?
I was actually on a conference call with Curtis Bennett. He is, you can look him up online. He's the thermalguy.com, but he owns an environmental firm called Thermographics. And he, from what I've read, is these meters can transmit, 1 meter can transmit up to 5 miles in a collector unit. And where I live, the collector units are usually out on the street lights. And these collector units can travel up to 125 square miles. So this is engulfing us in radiation.
Wait a minute. You're talking about the smart meter that's on your house.
Right. These are just
has 125-mile range?
Right. The collector units are, yes. And he was very upset on a phone call. I was telling him about the police officers coming to our home. And he said that right now, just living in a neighborhood, where if you live in a neighborhood with a lot of these on homes, he said we're getting full-body radiation 136 times a minute, over 84,000 times a day, and he said that this is equivalent to what you would be getting from a CT scan every few days, and I think the guidelines for those are every 3 to 5 years.
You're saying that smart meters, I want to make sure I wrap my mind around this correctly before I get to our end of the hour break.
Sure.
You're saying that a smart meter exposes you to the same level of risk as taking a CT scan every 3 to 4 days? Is that what I heard?
Yes, that's what you heard. They're actually cell towers on our homes, is what they are, Dave. And just to let everybody know, too, that this whole smart grid thing also includes surveillance cameras that they're going to put up all over your town. So this is a big part of the smart grid as well.
Yeah, as I was saying during our news segment, with the new drone technology, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, and just here's more evidence of this. I don't know, Virginia, if you've ever heard of IntelliStreets, and I'll have to keep this brief because we're coming up on our top of the hour break, but it's being beta tested right now in Farmington Hills, Michigan, and in Birmingham, England, and street lights have facial recognition capability. They can speak to you. They can redirect traffic by signs. Have you heard of the IntelliStreets?
Yes, I was just looking into that last week, matter of fact. Yes, and they can send out messages. You can just hear them through your brain. So
okay, hold that thought. We're going to pick this up on the other side as we go to our top of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll see you in hour number two.
Must be crushed and bleed. Take all our money and send.